Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Now in your final sports stories for the morning, the live cricket action continues in the Ashes. The boys are back from tea and Australia are still at the crease. Australia currently lead by 157 runs, cruising on 491 for 9. In a sporting code we haven't heard from in a while, a comeback win saw Cape Town and Joburg set up a blockbuster final. Cape Town clinched a first ever spot in the SPAR National Netball Championships final and will meet Johannesburg for the title in Boksburg later today. Their 57-51 semi-final comeback win over the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda side from Northwest kicked off the semi-final with some drama before Johannesburg's own last gasp of 46-45 escape against Mangaung. Now Tour de France champion Tadej Pogacar and Pauline Ferrand-Prevot, winner of the women's race, were named Cyclists of the Year. Slovenian Pogacar won the Velo Dior Award for the third time after claiming a fourth Tour de France crown this summer, adding that his goal for 2026 is a record-equaling fifth Tour de France title. Not to mention trying to add the two monuments missing from his trophy cupboard, which is the Milan San Remo and Paris-Roubaix. And finally in football, the stage is set for the Carling knockout final. Orlando Pirates and Marumo Gallets will look to cap off 2025 with trophy glory when they battle it out at the Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane at 6 p.m. this evening. The Buccaneers are the favourites coming into this match due to their cup pedigree and current form, having stretched their winning streak to 4 matches across all competitions. And in the Premier League, a total of 7 games for your entertainment today. Log leaders Arsenal will visit third-placed Aston Villa at 2:30, followed by Enzo Maresca, who said he had no choice but to rotate his Chelsea squad when questioned over his team's damaging 3-1 defeat at Leeds during the week. They will also be looking to make up for it all when they take on Bournemouth at 5 p.m. Now also at 5 p.m., Everton take on Nottingham Forest, Newcastle battle Burnley, and Tottenham will be looking for 3 points from Brentford. In case you missed it, Pep Guardiola joked, saying that he and Fulham's Marco Silva deserved a bottle of wine for serving up a 9-goal thriller, but admitted his boys must tighten up defensively against Sunderland today. However, in the last one for the evening, Liverpool take on Leeds United at 7:30. Lucky, Leeds thrashed Chelsea 3-1. Sunderland drew with Liverpool 1-1. Man United drew 1-1 with West Ham. I'm here for the drama, man.